Amherst College will require students to obtain permission to leave campus this fall. By Tom Sicata on July 10, 2020. Amherst College announced this week that it will adopt a series of strict guidelines to prevent the spread of the Wuhan coronavirus on campus this fall. Under the new policies, students will not be permitted to leave campus without permission from college officials. Amherst College told students this week in a letter that it will adopt a series of campus guidelines for the fall semester that are designed to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus on campus. As we think about how to approach joining each other on campus during this pandemic, whether it is this fall or in the spring, our goal is to create expectations that reduce risk in the hopes of having the healthiest community possible, the letter reads. Students will be required to wear a face covering when they are outside of their dormitory space. Students will not be permitted to have guests in their dormitory rooms. The most stringent restriction comes in the form of a policy that requires students to obtain approval from administrators before leaving campus. The letter suggests that students will only be permitted to leave campus for emergencies. Students are expected to remain on the Amherst College campus. While travel away from campus is prohibited, students may continue to use the rail trail, the Amherst Bird Sanctuary, and the Book and Plow Farm. Residents who have a legitimate need to travel away from campus, for example, medical appointment or family emergency, must inform Student Affairs prior to leaving campus. Student Affairs will partner with residents to identify the most effective method for accomplishing travel and any steps needed to re-enter campus. Breitbart News reported in May that UC San Diego had announced a set of policies that were designed to mitigate the spread of the virus on campus. Administrators claimed that extensive virus testing for students and faculty would be at the center of their plan to prevent the spread. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.